The following comes to UMN Radio from the Voice of America.
Welcome to Healthy Living. I'm Ira Melman in Washington. Extracting venom from snakes, scorpions, and other venomous animals has become a lucrative business for some. The number of companies providing venom for antidotes has dropped and the demand has risen, according to market research groups. Two businessmen in Herat, Afghanistan, have opened a venom extraction laboratory to tap into the market in a nation that is home to 27 species of snakes and an unknown number of scorpion species. Khalil Nurzai has more in this report narrated by Behzad Hamdard.
The venom from snakes and scorpions can be used to great medical advantage. The venom from snakes and scorpions can be devastating, even deadly to humans. But medical experts say the same properties that make the venom harmful can be used to produce life-saving medicines and treatments.
Venom potential is huge. We have calculated that in snake venom, or precisely in scorpion venom, we can find a few hundred unknown different toxins. We only know 1 or 2% of them. There are about 2,000 different species of scorpions. If you multiply these 2,000 species by hundreds of toxins, you will get millions of substances to analyze and to study. This is a huge potential.
The venom toxins are used to make anti-venom, which medical experts say is the only antidote for serious poisonous snake and scorpion bites. But the demand for venom getting higher and the supplies getting lower and lower, say market research groups. In Afghanistan, two businessmen are trying to tap into this industry by building a facility specifically to extract venom. The co-owners say a kilogram of snake venom sells for over $1 million on the market.
We noticed in different districts that snakes and scorpions were being smuggled outside Afghanistan. So we decided to open this farm to prevent the smuggling and also produce a very high quality venom, because the quality of the venom in Afghanistan is superior.
In the last 6 months, we produced between 400 to 600 grams of venoms. We hope the Afghan government will help us to reach international markets.
Azizi and Darwish say Afghanistan's terrain and weather makes it an ideal location for snakes and scorpions and their venom extraction business. And there appears to be plenty of need for the venom. According to the World Health Organization, more than 5 million people are bitten by snakes each year, about 2 million of them by poisonous snakes. For Khalil Nurzai in Herat, Afghanistan, Behzad Hamdard, VOA News.
Thank you for joining us for Healthy Living. In Washington, I'm Ira Melman.
That was a program from the Voice of America.